Welcome back to The Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Kate James.
We continue our conversation about the California wildfires and the aftermath with Jill Stanley.
I'm very cynical when it comes to insurance companies because I just feel, and Sandy here, Superstorm Sandy, there's an extreme amount of time from the time that the insurance claim is filed to the time that they actually see any type of relief. We have people still recovering more than six years later from Sandy. Are they being more responsive out there?
I share your views. I'm not an insurance company fan. The other half of my alter ego life is I am a plaintiff lawyer. This is who all my cases are against. And I would share in your sentiment that it's a very slow, slow process. I will say, though, from the people who have made claims that I know, that they have seen the process moving more quickly. My sister was affected by Sandy on Long Island, and many of her friends lost their homes very significantly. The flood damage was just intense. And she actually said the same exact thing you said 6 years later, still wondering, like, when are we going to really really move on from Sandy? So I found it heartwarming to see the trucks on the ground. I know that people had access to FEMA fairly quickly, so things were moving more quickly. I don't think that's because they're celebrities, but I think that was a positive thing. But if you want me to kind of put a feather in the cap of insurance companies, that I will not do, because insurance companies are not in the business of paying out claims quickly. That's not what they do. Despite what you want to say about them or what their ads want to say, they're not on our side. We have to prove our cases. And so this is what I've counseled. I've been telling a lot of my friends whose homes have been ravaged and lives ravaged. I mean, they have their whole Thanksgiving's ruined. They had nowhere to be. Families couldn't come in. It just was unbelievable, the timing of it all. But there's something called a public adjuster. And public adjusters are kind of like lawyers. Actually, many of them are lawyers. But what happens is they come in and they look at the damage at your house too, but not from the eye of an insurance company. The eye of someone independent, yes, on your side. So understand that it's someone you pay to be on your side. So you pay them just like you would a lawyer out of whatever you get in the claim. So for example, if the insurance company comes in and says, okay, yeah, there's fire damage, let's clean the carpets, and that's $2,000, and let's paint the walls, and that's $3,000, okay, here's $5,000, for example. Mm-hmm. Public adjuster comes in and says, hey, you know what? These carpets can't be cleaned because I'm going to get these fibers tested. I'm going to show that actually even after cleaning, it's all going to come back. You have a kid with asthma in this house. You got to rip up these carpets. That's $10,000, not $2,000. Mm-hmm. And so, but it's not fake. It's not like a fake buildup of a claim. It's real, but with someone who has your interest at heart.
Right.
The insurance company, I mean, they're not bad people, but their interest isn't paying you as much as they possibly can.
Right. They want to pay out as little as they actually have to.
As little as they can.
Right.
That's how they make money.
That's how they protect their investment,
people.
Of course. Sure.
Exactly. That's a business. And so is the other side. So I really encourage people to go out and get a public adjuster to help them. It's basically free. And when I say free, it means you don't pay them by the hour. You don't owe them anything. They get a percentage, as a lawyer would in these kinds of situations. They get a percentage of whatever the settlement is of the insurance. So there is no risk to any homeowner in doing this. In Sandy and in any kind of natural disaster, or even if it's just your house has a flood or something like that. This is a really, really smart, self-protecting things to do. Because don't forget, we've all been paying for this insurance for years and years and years. Very rarely do we need to tap into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the percentage is well worth it because things add up. People don't realize the ancillary cost of maintaining a home, like you were saying. You know, everything from the carpet, your kid has asthma, to just whatever you had in your home. You'd be very surprised what you take for granted and how much money it takes to rebuild that home.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. And you know, I tell people, think about this. You touch your door handle, and then all the things you touch during the day or look at, they're not there anymore. I mean, yes, you can choose a minimalist lifestyle if you wish, but most of us, we kind of like being surrounded by our creature comforts. That's what feels like home.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do you recreate home? Certainly life is the most important, so we're not even speaking that way. But how do we recreate home? There's thousands of things that make it up. And I have a friend who was actually cooking Thanksgiving who got back into her home and said, you know, I just realized I didn't have all this stuff. And you don't realize it, like you said. You don't realize what really makes up a life and what makes up what feels like home to people. And so it's fairly dramatic, I have to say. It is. I didn't live through Sandy. I wasn't there. But I know from very close family that it's a very similar feeling. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we will not wait 6 years to kind of get us all back on our feet here in Malibu. But
yes, hopefully.
It's a shame. Really, really, really. It's sad.
A very difficult situation, but we are so thankful that you're okay. And we had just been out there with you a couple of weeks before this. And when all this started, the first thing I'm thinking, oh my God, Jill's right in the middle of this whole thing out there.
So, I know. And you know what I had to say? And I actually posted this on my social media. And this is also another kind of life-affirming, the world is actually a good place thing, is the outreach I got from the people who follow me, who like my content, who, you know, whether it's on Facebook or Instagram or just my website, was unbelievable to me across the globe. I cannot tell you the number of direct messages and emails and outreach that I got from people who don't know me personally. You guys know me personally now, and you did reach out, of course. But I was really, really, really feeling good about that. I have to say, I really was. I didn't realize that. And I don't know that I would have thought to reach out to someone that I don't really know personally, just kind of this person who I follow with social media, to just see how they were doing. But I think, I mean, I talk about Malibu so much because it's so integral to what I talk about. I talk about celebrities, and that's where they all live. And so I think that people really connected, I guess, me with Southern California and Malibu, and the outreach was really, really heartwarming to
me.
That's
very nice.
So
great.
I was touched by that.
You mean a lot to a lot of people, Jill. That's what it boils down to. Well, we are so thankful that you're okay. A horrible situation that hopefully each day gets a little better for the folks who are affected out there. You can follow Jill everywhere at Proof Jill, and of course at proofwithjillstanley.com. Jill, as always, thank God you're safe, and thanks for joining us here on the weekend.
Thank you so much, guys. Take care.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Kate James.
And this is The Weekend.